until 10 p.m.
And we're back on Downtown 15 after 5 on your Thursday afternoon.
Cold late night so long ago when I was not so strong, you know. Pretty man came to me, never seen.
Rich Kimble here with you, and joining us in studio, our friend Mike Toole, ClearPoint Financial, and the hockey analyst for University of Maine Black Bear Hockey, broadcasts on television and occasionally on the radio side. Mike, good to see you.
Hello, Richard. It's great to be here in the palatial studios of the Zone Radio Corporation.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming. You know, we need to do sometime, seriously.
What's that?
I mean, you're a busy guy. You got a lot of things going on, but
yeah,
maybe in
bit.
The summer, if things lighten up, love to get you in here with your guitar.
Oh, then you'll know the show's really bottomed out.
No. Come on. You're very talented.
Well, thank you for saying that. I am a guitar nut. I'm just, you know, I love it. It's a great lifetime activity. And
yeah, when did you start playing?
I'm eternally grateful to my mom, who was the organist at the church in Orono, St. Mary's, and then the Newman Center. And she came home one day. I was probably about 10. It was like 1970-ish. And she says, you know, the Catholic Church is now allowing folk music. And you boys, and she pointed to me and my brothers, are going to learn to play guitar. I went, oh, okay, Mom. Yeah, sure. Now, I was the only one that stuck with it. My brothers, you know, got into other things, football and, you know, stuff like that. But I managed to stick with it, and I'm really glad I did.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It's just one of those things that you can do for the rest of your life. And I call it right brain, left brain. You use a left brain all day long at work and all the analytical side. You need the creative side.
Absolutely.
To balance out your, you know, your skull.
Yeah. Well, I think it's great, and I love the videos you post.
Oh, well, thanks.
It's terrific.
It's good, clean fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, let's talk a little hockey. Some more good, clean fun coming up this weekend. Now, you were at the game last weekend down at Providence.
I was.
Yeah, and a rough start for the Black Bears in that one.
Well, you know, So I heard Red's conversation with you yesterday, and this is what I think is key to tomorrow night. Red said, if you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. If you're late, you're gone. Maine's got to start on time.
Yeah.
You can't get down to a team like Providence, okay? And that's what they did. They were a little bit fortunate in the first period because they had two goals called back, a rarity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right?
Especially on the road.
Yeah, sure. And, you know, legitimately so. One was goaltender interference, and I thought that one could go either way, but I felt confident that was going to get called back. And then the other one was just wired off the pipe from left wing corner by Patrick Moynihan, it was the most incredible shot I've ever seen all year. And it's one that stunned Jeremy Swayman. He barely moved. And from my angle, I was pretty confident that it was going to get reversed. The referee was very adamant, pointing at the cage and was certain it was a goal, but they reviewed it and called it back. So, you get through the first period, you're down by one. There's a bad giveaway. Maine was on the power play. Their top scorer, Dugan, is in the penalty box, cleared down the end of the ice. Greenway goes back to retrieve the puck and doesn't have the urgency. And, you know, it's all about puck management, right? And just sends one up the ice just as Dugan stepping out of the box. He stepped right into it. And all the Maine players are now thinking offense because everyone's heading out of the zone.
Right.
And Dugan's got a full head of steam going the other way, and Maine just can't react in time. He comes right in, steps around Swayman, 1-0. They take a penalty at the end of the first period, and it bleeds over into the second period, and who was it? Greg Prince scores on the power play. So now you're down 2-0. Okay, that's really what you have to avoid. Now, to Maine's credit, they answered that one right away, 20 seconds later. On a nice goal by Bisson, nice assist by Adam Daw. They got a little lucky. The Providence defenseman fell down behind the net. Daw comes in, shovels it out front. I think it was Schmidt Vestrup had the first whack at it, and then Bisson cleaned it up. That's 20 seconds later. So, okay, you righted the ship, sort of, you know, but still, you were down 2-0.
Right.
Okay, and now you're playing catch up. They go on to score another one later in the period, and now you're down 3-1. You get one by Westerlund, which was I thought could have been called back. It went in off his foot. Apparently, no kicking motion. So the replay that we saw, I thought, man, this one could get called back, but fortunately, it counted. So now you're in striking distance with significant time left in the clock to pull your goalie, which they did, and they threw everything but the kitchen sink at this kid Lackey. The incredible thing, one of the incredible things is how effective they were on the 6-on-5. A lot of times, you know, it's all about getting puck possession under control in the offensive zone. Now you're set up and you go into your play in your system. But a lot of times the other team doesn't let you do that, okay? So Adam Daugh took every draw in that last two-minute sequence, and I believe he won every one.
Wow.
Five or maybe six. Not only won the draw, won it clean. So now it goes back to Turiniemi, and now he's quarterbacking what's happening. They get pucks to the net. Lackey made an incredible point-blank save on Mitch Fossier that I thought sure was going to go in, but stoned him. And so, you know, Maine just threw everything they had at him, did a good job in that last 2 minutes. But by then it was, you know, it's too late. You just can't get behind to a team like that. And that was a team that they were coming off a weekend loss sweep at Merrimack.
Right.
They had been swept by somebody else like the weekend before. They struggled against Vermont. And so, and people that we had talked to, around the Providence team were saying, hey, this team is fragile. They don't know where they are right now, blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking, okay, you got a chance here. If you jump on them early, they're questioning
right. Their
manhood.
Yeah.
But they, you know, they hand the puck over to their top scorer. He puts them on top. They go down by two, blah, blah, blah. And so there was a missed opportunity. Now, they played a good game, but as I looked up at the clock late in the game, before Maine had pulled the goaltender, I think the shots on goal were something like 30-15 favoring Providence. They weren't getting enough pucks through. Mm-hmm. Now they closed that gap significantly when they pulled the goalie and right. You know, just throwing everything at the net. So when you look at the score sheet, I forget the final numbers, but it doesn't look as as big a differential,
right. But
it was substantial, okay? So, you know, I think what they got to do tomorrow is start on time. You got to come out with your right. Hair on fire.
Don't dig a hole for yourself.
Don't dig a hole for yourself. Get the crowd into it. We know Maine's a much better team at home than they are on the road. And look, you have to play like your season's on the line, because it kind of is.
Absolutely.
Now, they're going to make the playoffs, and it looks like they're going to line up against UConn.
Right, it's the 4-5.
That's a team that I saw when we did the game a couple weeks ago. They lost 3-2, and then Maine won the next night 1-0 in overtime. That's a team that I'm looking at going, I don't want to see them in the playoffs. They just look like a really tough team to play against. Ask UMass.
Yeah.
I mean, they scored in the last minute and then scored with 8 seconds left to beat UMass. They've been a tough team to play down the stretch. No, I don't believe anybody wants to play them. But if you're going to play them, I like my chances at Alphon a lot better than I like going to
right. Hartford. Also, again, it's another factor, because number one is take care of business in the Hockey East tournament, but Maine sits at number 15 in the pairwise, and yeah. You know, any shot at being in the top 16 means you have to win this Friday night.
Yeah, so that's right, exactly. So you got to win this Friday night, and then you got to probably do well in the conference tournament
right.
and pick up, you know, more points and consideration that way. Because that all counts.
Right.
You know, at the risk of repeating myself, you got to win to get home ice. And you got to have some help, right? UMass Lowell has got to beat UConn.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, Maine, can they take advantage of a little bit of a size disparity between themselves and Providence?
If it is, it's very slight. You look at some of their top players. Jack Dugan, the number one scorer, he's 6'2", 210. That's a thick college player.
Oh, yes, it is.
That's
yeah.
a stout guy. Greg Prince, 6'2", 220. Mm. Okay, there's two of your top three forwards. So, you know, if they have a slight size advantage overall, it's very slight. It's not obvious that that's the advantage.
Who's got to play well for the Black Bears tomorrow night?
Jeremy Swayman. There's no question.
Right.
He's got to probably stand on his head in the first period. Mm-hmm. That's what you need your goaltender to do once in a while. You need him to, if you're a slow starter, you need your goaltender to not start slow. Now, mm-hmm. I'm not blaming any of those goals on Jeremy Swayman, by the way. But you need him to occasionally steal a game for you or keep you in the game long enough for your offense to kick in. You can solve that by getting the crowd into it early, coming out in the first 5 minutes, setting the tone, defend the middle of the ice, all the things that we talk about. Maine's got to make simple plays, get the puck deep. A lot of times this season I've watched them, and I know this is what Red wants. He wants them to get it in deep, grind the hell out of them, forecheck, get them to turn the puck over. But it starts with getting the puck deep. And I'm not going to single anybody out, but guys have got to realize that's your best chance of winning. I know there's the competitive side of a lot of hockey players. You want to go one-on-one with a guy. You want to dance and dangle and step around him and beat him and take his lunch money. But really, what you need to do is get the puck deep. Right. Why? Because now their defensemen have to turn around. They don't know where you are now. Now you're pressuring with their back to, and it causes all kinds of havoc. So
this is also a Maine team that, to be honest, in recent years hasn't played great hockey at the end of the season. So how important is it, as this program has seemingly made some pretty good strides this year, to finish strong?
Well, you want to be playing your best hockey down the stretch because it does carry over into the playoffs. Now, overall, I think they've done that, but they put two sort of tough performances together, the nothing-nothing tie with Vermont after you waxed them the night
six
before.
6-1 the night before, yeah.
Right, which, let's be honest, the game was closer than that. Maine sort of walked away with it in the third period. But still, you drop six on Vermont the night before, and then you get shut out. And that is a game where Jeremy Swayman, didn't steal a win, but he got him a point. No question about it. And then the game last weekend at Providence, not their best effort. But, so you want to be playing your best hockey going into the playoffs. Everybody knows that. I think very little carries over from one season to the next. I don't think there's a lot of institutional memory on the bench. You know, these guys, they're 20-year-olds.
Right.
They don't remember.
Ancient history.
Yeah, exactly. A lot has happened from, getting waxed at Providence to start the season.
Right. 7-0.
Good job putting that behind you.
Yes.
Okay. They didn't play anything like they were intimidated by Providence. It's just, Providence caught them making a couple of mistakes in the first period and Maine paid for it. So, I think you got to play your best hockey at this time of year in order to have a chance in the playoffs. And if you play your best hockey, you get a little help. I like UMass Lowell against UConn. It's at UMass Lowell. You do need them to help you and win that game. Mm-hmm. Then Maine leapfrogs UConn, and now you're playing at Alphond. And I like that scenario. You go to Hartford to have to win 2 out of 3 against UConn. Wow. That's a tall order.
Take care of business tomorrow night.
Yes.
Taking care
of business. Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Yeah, perfect.
You got that on your
somewhere in the system, I'm sure. Beautiful. Hey, Mike, we appreciate it as always. Thanks for stopping
by. Great to be here, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
Mike Toole, Maine's hockey analyst, breaking it down for us as the Black Bears play host to the Providence Friars tomorrow night. They drop the puck at 7:30 at the Alphond Arena.